Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to share a prayer. Today is April 27th and I'm actually going to be reading it from my 365-day devotional. So the topic is choosing joy. And before I get into it, I just really hope that God places joy and peace in you and that whatever you are going through, God speaks to you through this message. So let's dive into it. Even in a broken world, filled with pain and sorrow, you can expect to experience joy. If you remain in me and I remain in you, don't allow anxiety to steal your joy. Your despair comes from not completely trusting in me, but in yourself. I want you to cease your striving and simply be still and know that I am God. Right now, you can choose to have joy, not necessarily rejoicing in your circumstances, but simply in knowing that I have a perfect plan for your life. You can choose joy here and now, even as life is unraveling and as fear threatens your faith. I am your refuge and your strength, and no matter what lies ahead, I have gone before you, preparing the way for your faith to take sight. When doubts about my love for you consume you with fear, cling to my word. The promises I've made you, I will fill you with joy and peace that surpasses all understanding. Life won't always go according to your plan, but it will always ultimately go according to mine. I am sovereign. Nothing is out of my control, and you are never beyond my boundless grace. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144:15. And I just want you to know that there is something very important that you should take from this. And it is, don't allow anxiety to steal your joy. That is just so strong. And even in a broken world filled with all these hardships, you can expect to experience joy if you remain in me and I remain in you. So that means no matter trial you are facing, no matter what pain you are facing, no matter what roadblock you are facing, it is there. Remain in me. You could only find joy and peace in these situations when you have God as your anchor. And I just never get tired of saying that. Like, God must be your anchor. The word must be your weapon. So today, I hope that you learn to choose joy and to trust in God because His plans are for you, never against you. God bless, and I'll see you in the next video.